to the sacred writ, the fifth chapter of the book of St. Mark. St. Mark, the fifth chapter, beginning at verse 25. St. Mark 5 and 25. And a certain man and a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Yes. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and said, thou who touched me? And you look around about and to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And Jesus said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I want to talk to you briefly for my discussion, pulling yourself out of a slump. Pulling yourself out of a slump. So many times when people are going through trials and tribulation and a difficult time in their lives, sometimes they can get in a slump of depression. Sometimes they can just get in a slump of frustration. And sometimes they can just get in a slump that have no spirit, no energy, no motivation. They just feel like throwing up their hands and just give up. They just don't have the energy to push. Can I get a witness? Sometimes they lose hope and everything seems to be going down. And the devil always wants to rob us of joy. Anybody know that? Anybody know that one thing the devil can't stand for you to have? When trials and tribulation come your way, he can't stand for you to have joy. You know another thing he can't stand? He can't stand for you to have peace in the midst of a storm. Somebody ought to thank God for what he's done for you. Can I get a witness? And let me make something clear about this word slump. Because you see, you know, the dictionary about a slump is when something is decaying or declining. It's not as viable and strong as it used to be. Can I get a witness? And some of us, can I get a witness, know what it is to even get in a spiritual slump. Can I get a witness? The fire is gone. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. When you first found Jesus, anybody know anything about? Remember when you first found the Lord? When you first found the Lord, you were fired up. When you first found the Lord, you had joy and excitement and enthusiasm, and you were grateful for what God has done. You wanted to go to church. Nobody had to beg you to go to church. Nobody had to push you to go to church, because you see, the church wasn't about the number of people. It was about Jesus inside of you. And you just want to go there and say, thank the Lord, and thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done for me. Is there anybody used to be like that and not like that anymore? Let me tell you what's going on. You're in the spiritual slump. Can I get witness? Somebody will hear me today. But you see, it's not just important to know that you are in a slump, but it's important to know how to pull yourself out of the slump. Will somebody hear me today? Because God want to do something for somebody. Sometimes people are in denial that they are in a slump. You can see the slumpiness on their face. They don't have the smile of joy that they used to have. You can see that they have to do everything that they do, because they don't have the interest or the joy. Now, I want to say a word, because I speak truth to power today. And I want to say a word. One thing the devil doesn't want you to do is to be on fire for the Lord. He doesn't want you to be excited about God. It used to be a time that even in the church, the folks were on fire. Nowadays, you got to pull and beg for people to do everything that you need them to do. Y'all can say amen. You got to beg people to serve God. You got to beg people to worship. You got to beg people to say amen. You got to beg people to lift up their hands. You got to beg people to give the Lord a clap. You got to beg people to give their tithes. You got to beg people to support. That's because they are in a spiritual slump. But let me tell you something. When you get out of a slump, nobody got to beg you to say thank you, Jesus. When you out of the slump, nobody got to beg you to praise his name. Nobody got to beg you to give God glory, give God honor. Nobody got to beg you to give him what is due to him. Because when God get in you, and you in God, and God get all in your soul and all in your heart, you will do what you ought to do, because God is in you. Somebody ought to say amen. I come to tell you, God wants somebody to get out of the slump this morning. And one thing the devil likes, he likes for folks, especially God people, to be bored. I am seeing it like this. There's an epidemic going on. People just bored. Even before they get in and change their life, they're talking about it, bored. Little children, bored. You don't need to be bored. Nothing catches their attention. No interest. We got folks that want something for nothing. They want to be rich, but they don't want to study. Y'all hear me today? They want money, but don't want to work. Can I get witness? They want things, but they don't want to sacrifice. They want to live on somebody else rather than do what they can for themselves. Y'all can say amen if you want to. But I come to tell you, somebody need to get out of a slump. Some of y'all children are in a slump. Some of y'all husbands are in a slump. Won't even work. You the woman of the house, he's the man of the house, and won't even work, and trying to be the man, trying to boss you around, trying to tell you what to do when you paying all the bills. Can I get a witness? I don't understand it. I don't understand And y'all excuse me, and especially my special guest, y'all excuse me. But I don't understand how you allow folks to boss you when you paying the bills. That's how some church folks try to do me. They're gonna get up in my face and gonna tell me what to do. And I can't find them anywhere. And I look at their name, they're nothing but zeros behind their name, and they think they're gonna stand up and tell me what to do. Ain't gonna happen yet. Little children, teenagers these days, talking to their mom and dad any kind of way, telling them they don't know what's the score, telling them that they don't know what's going on, and they don't know nothing they're talking about. Can I get a witness? All they want to do is just lay up and look at TV and get on the internet. Won't even clean their room. Won't even take the trash out. Won't even wash the dishes. All they want is to go out and party. Well, this is not all I had planned to say. Well, somebody must need this day. I said, somebody must need this. It's time to get out of the slump. Because one thing I notice about people who are in the slump, they're very negative. They're always ready to put somebody down. They're always ready to criticize. They're always ready to complain. Can I get a witness? They don't know what it is to say something good. They don't know what it is to say something nice. All what God has done for us in these 20 years, all what God has made a way, big things that God has helped us to accomplish, and anybody with any common sense know that you couldn't have done that with the numbers that you had if God didn't do it for you. And some folks can't ever say God is blessing us. God is doing good. All they can do is find something that they don't like. They're in a slump. And they get up. You know the folks who are in the slump? They want to get you in the slump. Have you found that? People who are negative want you to be negative. People who are in misery want you to get in misery. But I come to tell you, it's time to pull yourself out of the slump. As a matter of fact, let me tell you something. You got to pull yourself out because you can't pull anybody else out until you get out. Can I get a witness? You can't help anybody else's attitude until your own attitude get right. Somebody ought to hear me today. I said somebody ought to hear me today. I come to tell you today, brothers and sisters, ask God to work on you. My mother and father used to say, work on yourself, Paul. Isn't that right? I know somebody said, I'm glad she told him. But that's all right because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to work on myself. Everybody all try to work on yourself. Work on your attitude. Work on your work ethics. Whatever you do, you ought to do it right. You ought to do it good. You ought to do it with excellence. It may not be big, but it ought to be done right. Whatever you do for God, do it right. Do it with pride. Do it with excellence. Somebody will hear me. If you usher, usher right. If you sing, sing right. If you direct, do it right. Don't do it any kind of way. Don't just get over. Don't just get by. Do it right. You got to pay the price for what you want these days. But let me move on today because I think God want to pull somebody out. But sometimes you got to pull yourself out.
Sometimes you got to understand that the darkness may be hovering all around you. But man's extremity is God's opportunity. There's not one situation in this world that God can't help bring you through. Somebody ought to believe that. I don't know what you're going through this morning. You may not have the energy that you used to have. You may not have the fire that you used to have. It maybe look like things are going down and down and down. It look like you don't have that enthusiasm. But I come to tell you, God's going to pull you out. Because you see, we serve a God that majors in getting folks out of slump. But sometimes God is waiting on you. Sometimes there are some things God will do, but there are some things God wants us to do. Is there anyone here know what I'm talking about? When I was studying psychology, one of the things I found out in reality therapy is that it's a therapy that major in personal responsibility. Can I get a witness? That you do what you got to do for yourself. Because you see, some things nobody can do for you. In this intriguing text, it tells us of a story of a woman that was in a slump. The Bible says that this woman had an issue of blood for 12 long years. In other words, she had a hemorrhage. She had a bleeding problem. The Bible said that she went to many doctors. Just a mere fact that she went to many doctors. And the Bible said, as she went to many doctors, nothing made her better. The Bible said her condition, matter of fact, grew worse. The Bible said that she even came to a point where she spent all that she had. Today, you don't have to look far to find folks who have spent all that they had. Some folks are down today at bare minimum. Some people are down at the last dollar. But I come to tell you, just as God pulled her up and pulled her out, he'll pull you out. Tell somebody God is still real. Tell somebody God is still able. One thing that I observe, and I want you to remember this, when you're pulling yourself out of a slump, number one, you got to learn how to fight. Number two, you got to learn how to stay focused. Number three, you got to keep the faith. Then let me just say a word about fighting. How many know that you got to fight your way through? You got to be determined. You can't just give up every time something challenges you. Is there anyone here know, had you not fought, you wouldn't be where you are today? Because sometimes life can be a battle. Sometimes life can be a challenge. Sometimes life even can be a struggle. But you got to learn how to fight. I tell our young men, can I get a witness, that you got to learn how to be a soldier. You got to learn how to be strong in the time of adversity. And I want to tell you today, God doesn't want you to be weak. God doesn't want anybody here to fall apart. And whatever you're going through, you need that strength that your mother had. You need that strength that your father had. You need that strength of grandmom, that strength of grandfather. Our fathers and mothers and our grandparents, they used to have strength. Sometimes the mother had to keep the house together. Sometimes the woman had to keep the family together. Sometimes she had to be the one to put the bread on the table, but she kept on fighting. Can I get a witness? And I want to tell somebody who feels low today. I want to tell somebody who feels like life is not worthwhile living. I want to tell someone who back is against the wall, keep on fighting. I come to tell you, this woman, what I like about this woman, she was going through 12 years of poverty, 12 years of bad health, 12 years of struggling, 12 years of being down and out. But the Bible says she didn't give up. Can I get a witness? I want to tell somebody, these are hard times. Anybody know anything I'm talking about? These are hard times. If there ever was a time that people are going through, these are difficult times. But the word to you is this morning is fight. The word to you this morning is don't give up. The Bible said she spent all that she had, but she kept on fighting. She didn't give up. And you know, another thing I found out about this woman with the issue of blood, amen, she fought because, see, if you fight, that will help pull you out of a slump. Can I get witness? One thing I know that the devil wants to do, he wants you to give up on life. Give up on the church. Give up on your family. Give up on your friends. Give up on your job. Just give up. But I want to tell somebody, it's not the time to give up. I don't know what you're going through, but God told me to tell you, you got to keep on fighting. Can I get a witness? Because you see, if you keep on fighting, you'll be able to make some steps. But you see, one step is better than no step. A baby step is better than no step. Keep on fighting. Secondly, this woman, stay focused. And that's one thing I found out. When the devil start beating you up, when the devil start fighting you, he want to get our focus off. Can I get witness? Now look at this woman. She's in the midst of a storm, but she's staying focused. I want to tell some church member, you got to get your focus back. Can I get witness? You got to get your focus on Jesus back. You got to get your focus on prayer back. You got to get your focus on reading the word back. You got to get your focus of getting in the spiritual stream. You got to get in the focus of raising your children in the way God wants you. And you got to get your focus by knowing that Jesus is the answer. You see, one thing the devil wants us to do is lose focus. Because when you lose your focus, you get your priorities mixed up. When you lose focus, you get your value system mixed up. Some things, can I get a witness? When you had your focus, you were on this track. When you had your focus, you knew what you ought to do. When you had your focus, you also had a schedule. And let me tell you something. Watch this. Because one thing the devil major in is disarray. Can I get witness? He majors in folks not knowing what they ought to do. Not knowing where they ought to go. Not knowing what responsibility they have. But when you get your focus, can I get a witness? You know, on Sunday morning, I'm going to church. Can I get a witness? When you get your focus right, you know that I got to do this and I got to do that. Because see, Satan major in sidetracking us. I come to tell you, don't get sidetracked. Because you see, when you get sidetracked, you begin to put the emphasis on life, on things rather than on internal things. Can I get witness? You can dress up the outside all you want, but if your insides ain't right, it won't carry you through the storm. You can put on all kinds of beautiful clothes, but you better dress up the inside. Because you see, when you get your focus right, you get your mind right. I don't mean any harm, and I don't mean any disrespect. But the devil wants us to go crazy. Can I get a witness? The devil wants us to go bizarre. Can I get a witness? But I come to tell you, when you get your focus right, you can hear Jesus saying, let this mind be in you that was also in Jesus Christ. When you get your focus right, you see, don't worry, because you see, in life sometime some rain will fall, in life sometime some burdens will come, but don't let the rain, don't let the burden, don't let hardships and don't let struggles make you lose your focus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I said, keep your eyes on Jesus. And the Bible said, not only did this woman not lose her focus, but the Bible said she has something that the devil couldn't take. She has something that the devil couldn't stand. She has something that everybody needs. She has something that the world can give. The Bible says this woman have faith. And when I think about him, I think about my mother and I think about my father raising 8 children. They didn't have much money. Can I just witness them? But my mother and my father, they had faith. Can I just witness them? They believe without a shadow of doubt that God will make a way. They believe that God will work it out. They believe that God would supply their every need. When dad didn't have money to pay the bills, mom had faith. When my brother got in trouble and wouldn't do right, mom and dad, they had the faith. And I come to tell you, you need faith, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. And the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And I want to drop this here, and I want to tell somebody, God gonna work it out. God is gonna fix it, but you got to have faith. I said faith will pull you out of a slump. The Bible says when this woman has spent all that she had and had no more money, no more resources, the Bible says she heard that Jesus was coming to town. Is there anybody here have heard that Jesus is gonna come to your door? That Jesus will come to your rescue. The Bible said when she heard that Jesus was coming to town, the word said, she said, if I only can just touch the hem of his garment, I don't need a conversation. I don't need a meeting. I don't need a consultation. All I want is to touch him. Because if I touch him, the one who put the stars in their socket, the one that can speak to the sea and tell the sea to peace, be still, the one that can speak to the howling wind and tell the wind, obey my voice. The one that can tell mountains to droop down slope. The one that can hewn out valley. The one that can tell the birds, hush, heaven lowly singing. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I believe, I do believe. Is there anybody in the building? Believe. If you touch Jesus, if you touch him, if you call him, he will, he'll answer your prayer. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God will take care of you.
That's what the devil doesn't want. He doesn't want you to make that connection. He won't keep you disconnected. He won't keep you away from Jesus, far from him. But I can tell you, there's nothing you going through that Jesus can't fix. There's nothing you going through that Jesus can't work out. There's no hill so high that you can't climb if you got Jesus. Wherever the problem is, spiritual, physical, emotional, if you touch Jesus, he'll touch your problem. He'll touch your life. He'll touch your heart. He'll touch your body. He can touch you on your job. I mean, just touch Jesus. Because you see, in Jesus is healing power. Somebody, oh, thank him for that. I said, in Jesus, there is healing power. In Jesus, there's spiritual power. In Jesus, there's getting up power. In Jesus, there's a breakthrough power. Jesus can turn things around. But you got to touch him. You touch Jesus. This woman said, if I can just touch. And let me tell you, as we close almost, you touch Jesus, he'll give you strength to do what you never thought you could do. This ain't no time to fall apart. Those of you who are parents and don't have much money, you can't fall apart. Because if you fall apart, you can't take care of your children. You may not have much, but you got to believe that God can fix it. He's able. I tell you this from experience. I am just not talking out of rhetoric. I know what God can do. I know what it is to have a good bank account. Because some of y'all, you might think a good bank account is $100,000. I've never seen that. But most of us, just having a dollar is a good bank account. Can't get a witness. But I know what it is to have a pretty decent bank account. Then I know what it is to have nothing in the bank. Y'all don't hear me. I said, I know what it is not to have anything. And it hasn't been long before some dollars just got in there. Somebody told me not long ago, they said, Pastor, look like every time I see you, you seem to be happy. You seem to be excited. You seem to have so much joy. And I told them, you just don't know what I've been through. Because you see, somebody was saying that about me when I had no money. Can I get a witness? Saying that about me when I didn't know how I was going to do what needed to be done. I know folks going around talking about the preacher want all the money. All that foolishness. I want some of it, though. I deserve to have some money. Why shouldn't I have some? The doctor's got some. The lawyer's got some. Other folks got some. Y'all got money. Y'all driving y'all cars. Living in y'all nice houses. Why should I live in a shack? But let me tell you something. I know what it is to live in a little something. And I don't mind. Because see, this is one thing the devil can't stand. He can't stand when you don't have much, but you got a lot of love. You got a lot of joy. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Thank you, new joy. God going to get you out of the slump. How many of you know that God can supply your needs? How many of you know God can pay your bills? How many of you know that God can provide shelter for you? Oh, come on. Because let me tell you, today, and I was saying to minister in the office before I came out, I say, if there ever were a time that folks need faith, they need it now. Because now, folks don't know if you're going to get a pink slip. They don't know they're going to lose a job. But you got to believe that God is faithful. And he will see you through. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. God is able, but you got to do what you have to do. Because sometimes we want to put all on Jesus. And I want to tell you, those of you who've been blessed with money, I want to tell you, don't worship your money. Don't worship the beautiful house you got. Don't worship your beautiful cars. Ain't nothing wrong with having money. Nothing wrong with having things. But don't just live for things. Because a lot of folks have money, but they got a black heart. They're not the nicest people to be around. Some people, when they got a little something, they want to act important. I've been with folks, been around folks that when they got a little something, they start talking about what they got. They know I don't got anything. Trying to make me feel bad. Because they got this and they got that and I don't have this and I don't have that. I just stepped right in and said, let me tell you something. Y'all can have all the money you want, but you need Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has blessed you. And you all give God some time. And I don't understand this, and I say this, and I let you go. And we be ready to leave. I don't understand how God has blessed some people. And they have no time for him. They don't want to do anything for him. Everything they do, they want to get paid. Used to be a time that people were glad to do. And I tell you, you better watch that stuff. Because you better have your spiritual values and priorities in place.
Because the brook can dry up. Can I get a witness? And if you don't have it right, you won't be able to survive when the brook dries up. Whatever you can do for the Lord, go ahead and do it. God bless you. I know I talk to y'all like I'm your father. And sometimes I feel like a father because when you talk to people like a father and they don't do what you say, you know that's right. But God is good. Tell somebody you're going to make it. Tell somebody you're going to make it. Tell somebody you're going to make it. The doors of the church open. Give us 5 more minutes. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or the Lord has spoken to you to become a member of the church, and you want to make a commitment to be real, to be committed, to be faithful, to bless the Lord with your family, your friends, and Lord, how many of you know that Lord can lead you and God can direct you? If the Holy Spirit have led you, have directed you here, oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Bless you. God bless you. Just have a seat right there. Will you just come in Jesus' name? Just come in Jesus' name. God bless you. Now, Sister D, and I want us to clear this up. She has been doing it for 20 years, and I have not made a statement about it. And she has just kind of resigned her post, and we're going to get someone else. But I just want to just make that known to her. But she has done so much and done such a good job. Amen. Sister, there are some membership cards in the trustee room. Amen. Somebody else ought to come. Somebody else ought to come. The doors of the church, if the Lord leading you, as we